This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're in the Black Building, downtown Fargo today. We told you we're going to be here, and we're here, by golly. 90 years of history in this building, and there is a lot of it. We're going to talk a little bit about it today on the program. The former mayor of Fargo, Bruce Furness, is going to be here. And they started something downtown Fargo called the Renaissance Zone, which actually was a product of the legislature. Around 2000, and that's, you know, it was actually put up by the legislature. I think Fargo was the first community that started it, but it spread to many other communities around the state. Pretty simple deal, as I understand it. We're going to talk with Mayor Furness a little bit about this, but basically, okay, you got a building, and it's generating, I don't know, $1,000 a year in property taxes, right? It really is, you know, outdated and everything else. And you come in and say, well, I tell you what, I'm going to sign up for the Renaissance Zone program. And what the program does is freeze your property taxes for 5 years. And whatever they're at right now, whatever they're generating right now, it'll still generate that for 5 years. And then after the 5 years, it goes up to its current value. So it's an incentive to put some money into it and to have a little bit of a break in the meantime. I am someone that has a little bit of experience, a little tiny bit of experience of renovating a building that we bought downtown Fargo for $350,000, I think. It was the old Lowerman's building, if you know that building, downtown Fargo. And by the time that building was completely renovated and asbestos pulled out of it and, you know, windows updated and, you know, elevators put in and all that stuff, it was about $1.3 million. So about $1 million. So, they're not, you know, developing old buildings is not cheap. It's not something you do without really taking a look at the business plan and saying, okay, is this going to pencil out? So as you can see, that's a bit of a challenge. So anyway, I'm interested in this because I think if I moved to Fargo in 2001, and it's now 2019? I think it's 2019. Pretty sure that it's 2019. Todd can correct me if I'm wrong. Going to be 2020 soon. So you're looking at, you know, 20 years worth of history. And I can go take a snapshot of the downtown 20 years ago and take a snapshot now and say, okay, add up all the incentives and then add that to what the property values were before and what they were generating in revenue. And is this a good investment? And, of course, it is. And this Black Building is a prime example. This is a building with a ton of history. We're going to talk a little bit about the history today. This is Black Building. It's kind of cool. Anyway, we're also going to talk about what's on your mind and what's in the news today. So thanks for joining us. We are at the Black Building, part of history. Peggy Lee, she's in the Rough Rider Hall of Fame, got her start. I don't know what floor, but I know it was in this building. And maybe before I leave, I'll find out what floor Peggy Lee's, career was launched. You know that, Tom? You're the...
Did not.
What's on your mind, historian?
Jamestown girl. She's a Jamestown girl.
And I don't know who decided to call her Peggy Lee because her real name is Norma. I don't know. You got Peggy out of Norma. But that's showbiz, I guess, right?
Radio personality Ken Kennedy of WDAY changed her name for her before she went to Los Angeles.
Oh, did he? Okay.
There you go. Yep. Wikipedia, buddy. Yep. Yeah, but why?
Okay. Why that name, though?
And I bet he just knew that, you know, that's got a good ring to it. You know, there you go. We also, by the way, should give credit to KOVC in Valley City because she first sang professionally there. But then she had her own series on a radio show sponsored by a local restaurant. They paid her salary in food.
Hey, some of us in radio basically had that same way, too. So
true. Yes, yes. Here's some certificates for
pizza.
Yeah, exactly. So both during and after her high school years, she sang for like a tiny amount of money on local radio stations. But it was Ken Kennedy, WDAY, changed her name from Norma to Peggy Lee. She left home, traveled to Los Angeles at the age of 17, and became this iconic star and in the Rough Rider Hall of Fame. Is that not cool or what? So that all started right here. Right here. So that's what we're celebrating today, 90 years of history. And it is an iconic building. And every town has its iconic building. I mean, Antler has an iconic building. I don't know what year they built that, but it's, you know, it's an iconic building. But it's empty right now. What would be Bismarck's iconic building? The one with the little the glowing changing color thermometer on the top? Would that be your or is it?
Oh,
it got to be
Providence building,
maybe with the. I love that.
I don't know
how old that is, but
you
know,
Capitol, though.
True. True. I guess I was thinking downtown, but you're right. You're right. Yeah. There's that. Especially the story of the Capitol. I love the whole history behind that, too, and how it was originally
the original governor's mansion.
And then
that could be on the list, too, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. So we've all got those iconic buildings, and I'd love to hear yours. So we can share your stories, too, about them today. And again, my big question for you is, if I can show, I'm going to use Fargo as an example because I'm in the Black Building today. By the way, there's an open house that starts at 10 o'clock today. They're doing a ribbon cutting at 10:30, and we're here live for it all at the Black Building. So come on down and join the fun. 10 o'clock today is when it starts. But again, if I could say, here's a picture of downtown Fargo in 2000. Here's a picture in 2019. Here's the amount of dollars the property was generating in 2000. Here's what it's generating in 2019, and here's what it cost us to do this. Dave Pepcorn, city commissioner, told me it's like a 300% return on the investment for the city of Fargo, which all of you would take all day long. Wouldn't you do that? Isn't that a no-brainer? Now, I know some could say, well, wait a minute, that's corporate welfare. Here's where I don't believe it's corporate welfare. Here's the test you have to apply to every one of these, and it is the but-for test, I call it, the but-for test. In other words, but for these incentives, are you going to pour that kind of money into the building and renovate it? You're going to make it happen. Because, again, it's costly. I gave you my example. $350,000 building turns out at $1.3 million in it. Ouch. Had no idea when we started. No idea that it was going to be like that. But it was, and it happens. I think this is a great investment. I think it's a great thing for taxpayers, and I think the legislature was very, very visionary when they put the Renaissance Zone in place in 2000. And I think the proof is in the pudding. Sit anybody down with a piece of paper and sketch out the numbers, and you're going to go, that makes sense. But not everybody agrees. And if you don't, I welcome your opinion, too, today, as we always do. 800. How are we doing on numbers today, Todd? Are we going with toll-free again, or are you back among the living with the phone lines?
Well,
what's the story?
The good news is the phones are working. The strange news is I have the calls. Those are not getting forwarded to Command Central at GCN at the moment.
Oh, is that right?
But I can still
take
calls.
Does that work for you, or do I need
I'll
to send
here.
It to...
Sure, no, that's fine.
You can take
that's
the calls. Yeah, you can. Okay.
Just got to make sure that somebody's got a finger on the trigger in case somebody gets a little, you know, whatever.
So the normal K-Fire number works. That's 701-258-0550. Yes. The normal flag number works. Kevin's got that, 271-1100. The toll-free, 800-228-0550. The text, you can text me. I have it right in front of me, and I'm watching it, you know, pretty much 24-7. So lay it on me, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. And my question of the day, Do you agree that the legislature did a great thing for the property tax base of North Dakota, contributing to the economy with the Renaissance Zone? Buildings and projects like the Black Building prove that out in my mind. Do you agree or disagree? That's my question of the day. 800-228-0550, 701-271-1100. You can text us at 701-367-2054. That's me. Or Todd's at 701-226-8503.
Hey, you want a Peggy Lee story?
8503. I'd love a Peggy Lee story. Absolutely.
Christian from Fargo, what's on your mind? Okay, hit one more button. There we go. Christian from Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hi, this is Christian from Fargo. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
good.
Good, sir. How are you?
Better than Custer.
All I know is he was healthy when he left North Dakota, Christian. Anyway, tell us.
That last day was a tough one for him. He was facing the wrong direction. Anyway, I've got a picture from 1940 of Peggy Lee. Yeah, that's just, you stick with that story. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Anyway, I've got a picture of him with the Belmont Orchestra from 1940. And back in then, and she's staring at the buffet line. You can tell she's starting to put on the pounds already. So she's, the coloring in this photograph was actually painted in because they didn't have a lot of color cameras back in 1940. They're playing at the Grand Forks Air Force Base here in this photograph with the Belmont Orchestra.
That's fantastic. Cool.
I'd hang on to that if I were you. That was prior to Photoshop.
Oh, yeah.
What it was. Yeah. We're at the Black Alley, downtown Fargo. Calls, questions, comments. Give us a ring, 271-1100, 258-0550.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and today's Light on Liberty celebrates you, a citizen of these United States. 242 years ago, our founding fathers imagined that you should live your dreams. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights establishes the foundation of individual liberty endowed by a creator, that all men are free and no man can take that away. I say dream big and never stop working until you attain your success. I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Never know how much I love you, never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever.
That's a great voice. Huh?
When
is that
you
not
kiss
like...
me fever when you hold me tight.
Wow.
Fever. In the morning,
It's a little Adele-like, maybe. But I think better. I don't know. Peggy Lee, ladies and gentlemen. We're at the Black Building, downtown Fargo, celebrating their 90th year. Their 90th year coming up here. And they have renovated this building. The fifth floor is reopened. And today at 10 o'clock, they're giving tours until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Groundbreaking, or not groundbreaking, I guess it's built already, right? 90 years ago. But ribbon cutting coming up at the 10:30 hour today. So it should be fun. Hey, Watford is holding a... well, they got a lot of fun going on. And speaking of Renaissance Zone, Watford has an incredible downtown as well. And that also was part of what happened after the Renaissance Zone. So think about that. Incredible. And I was talking earlier about all these new lists that are out there. There's a list, Reader's Digest has the nicest place in America. And Reader's Digest has received a nomination and selected Watford City to be representing North Dakota in the contest for nicest place in America. So that's pretty cool. And that's happening right there in Watford City. Connect with them on Facebook. They're great on social media. Really keep you up to date on what's happening there on a beautiful Watford City, North Dakota. Now, Todd has an update on the photo we got a call about. About Peggy Lee, what did you learn during the break?
Well, the caller didn't want to go on the air, but said that the building in that picture wasn't built until the late 50s, so that's a picture that must have come
along. Fake news?
Fake news. Manufactured
fake
news.
Fake photo. Yeah.
You know, kind of like if we take a picture of you on a horse next to Custer on a horse, we can make it look realistic.
Right.
It doesn't mean you're actually riding a horse with Custer, though.
Exactly right. So it's a nice photo, but it might be a fraud. We don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, anything Peggy Lee, I'm all for. Yeah, it is. All right. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Texture related to the question of Renaissance Zones says the property value for downtown has gone up. Good for them. Last night, the news said Fargo's property taxes are going up next year. This is what Tony Garrick is talking about. Downtown is growing, and that's great. Where is the value for the rest of the city residents? Well, I would say the value for the rest of the city residents is, all right, eliminate the programs. Take downtown back to what it was in 2000. Only add the programs that, or projects, rather, that would have been done without some of these programs. What would the property tax base be then? Less than what it is now. Okay, what does that mean for the taxpayers in the rest of Fargo? They pay more. There's less property value. And now, you know, I think the Texture's example here is just a recognition of the fact that you got a growing community. There's more roads. I mean, look at Fargo today versus Fargo and a lot of communities. But, you know, folks are familiar with Fargo Davies High School, right? I mean, that thing is built like in the next planet compared to, you know, the core of Fargo. So Fargo has grown. And this is one of the things that Governor Burgum, I think, makes a very good point about when he says, if you want to reduce property taxes, take the core and redevelop it. So often you say, old buildings, I'm just going to go build on a new piece of building here. Why? Why not take the core? Because the more you expand it, the more you need streets, the more you need water, sewer, the more you need police coverage for that area. So I think developing smart and using what you have makes the most sense, in my mind. You tell me what you think. 800-228-0550. I saw somebody else on Renaissance Zone here that had a comment. I want to find that. With the Renaissance Zone, says a listener, I don't agree with the tax incentives for a company that's attached to the governor's office. Governor Burgum makes more in property tax relief at the Kilbourne Group than every other governor in the union's salary combined for at least 10 years, so no, I don't agree with it. But the facelift sure looks good, I guess. Okay, so, you know, here's the question you have to ask yourself. The governor was in private business, and the Renaissance Zone is, a project of the state of North Dakota that the cities adapt. He has a company that takes advantage of that, that then develops as a result of that. The city gets a big return for that. It's a big win for the city. Now he becomes governor. Should he no longer be accessible for, you know, should he no longer be able to, first of all, he's doesn't run the company, because you can't do that. It's like a president. You sort of, okay, other people are going to run your company. Loris Mulberg, for instance, is now the person running the Kilbourne Group. So, you know, it's separate from the governor. So you set your personal affairs aside, but I don't think the company should be penalized for that. Otherwise, you know, you lessen the pool of people that are going to go there. But nobody with the right mind could say, well, the only reason Kilbourne Group is getting these incentives approved is because the governor's the governor. Well, he was getting them before, so why would he only be getting them now? Does that make sense? Am I making sense? That's my take, but I appreciate your comment nonetheless. Here is a real issue on something not related. Well, two things here. One texter says, do you have anything new on the Joe Biden investigation? Well, the only thing I have new on that, before I get to this question of the storm warnings, and it's come from another listener, is I learned that the whistleblower, we're talking now about the whistleblower who says he was on a call and heard a call of Donald Trump and doing a quid pro quo that if you investigate Joe Biden, we'll give you some goodies, right? Asking a foreign power to investigate his, well, turns out this whistleblower wasn't on the call. So, Todd, here's how this works. You are down at the coffee shop, and you bump into somebody who says, you know, I was on this call, and I heard blah, 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 and then you go file a whistleblower complaint. Should we listen to you?
Well, you know,
seriously, folks.
You know how that whole thing works? One correspondent talks to another and says something, and then they all go back to their networks and say, sources say that.
Yeah, but this is a whistleblower. This is the whole process for this. This is the intel
community. Of reliability, though.
So a whistleblower that doesn't know squat is
exactly.
What it is.
Exactly. You can't exactly.
Bad news. All right, I'm going to save this other one for a little later, but suffice it to say, a listener is a little concerned about storm warnings and severe thunderstorms and how this is all reported. So I'm going to share that story with you, but it's a little long, so I can't get to that. Call us at 271-1100 or 258-0550 or text me, 701-367-2054 or Todd, brought to you today by Schweitzer's. Did you know they make their own beef jerky at Schweitzer's? That's right. Don't go with that, you know, packaged stuff that you don't know where it's from. This is made right here. North Dakota beef that's making that. And they have a select variety of flavors for you to choose from. They make breakfast links now as well. They have Bessie's Best products. And don't forget, you might want to stock up for winter. Get yourself maybe a quarter of beef for the winter months. Get your ribeyes and porterhouses for the price of hamburger. You say, Scott and Todd send me in here. They'll give you a discount. 625 South Washington by Runnings and Supermarket. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. Trust me on this one thing, you're going to love it. More from the Black Building downtown Fargo after this.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Bernelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there just in the community itself. They've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and this feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Democrats are to talk about impeachment and congressional investigations of President Trump when they gather later today for what's being called a members-only caucus meeting. In a letter on Sunday, Speaker Nancy Pelosi hinted the administration's refusal to give Congress and intelligence community whistleblowers complaint about possible presidential misconduct could shift their strategy. And Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro of Texas says it should.
If you do nothing, you are normalizing his behavior, you're encouraging him to continue doing things like this, and you're encouraging future presidents to take the same liberties and abuse power.
President Trump is to address the United Nations General Assembly this morning. He says he'll be talking about growing tensions with Iran and will be discussing aggressive U.S. sanctions that he says are putting great pressure on the Tehran government. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun? Not much money, oh, but honey, ain't we got fun? The rent's unpaid, dear. We haven't a car. But anyway, dear, we'll stay as we are.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, live at the Black Building today, helping celebrate the grand opening, the ribbon cutting. Today, the doors open at 10 o'clock, about a half hour from right now. You can come tour the Black Building, take a look, 10:30 ribbon cutting, and they'll be doing this till 1 o'clock today. So come on by and check it out. Hey, a quick reminder, the Drones, Planes, and People is a program we do monthly on What's On Your Mind. It's actually the first Tuesday of every month. At 10:30, and we have a neat conversation with Grand Skies' Tom Sawyer, Eyesight RPV Services' Tom Kendall. Saw Tom last week at the North Dakota Petroleum Council meeting. They provide remotely piloted vehicle operations to ag and critical infrastructure, or wildlife management, insurance, and emergency service clients, so they can unlock the value and efficiency of collecting data with unmanned aircraft. And, of course, Grand Sky, providing unique amenities, beyond visual line of sight flight capabilities, and a full ecosystem of support services and partners for companies on the cutting edge of the competitive UAS industry. Northrop Grumman is at Grand Sky. General Atomics is at Grand Sky. Harris is preparing to be at Grand Sky. So these are mega international companies, and we look forward to that conversation. First Tuesday, every month, 10:30, Drones, Planes, and People. We are live and on location, as I mentioned, the Black Building, and the former mayor of the great city of Fargo is here, Bruce Rhodes. Hi, Bruce. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm fine. Great.
Nice to see you. I remember all of our many conversations over the years.
Yeah, we did have a lot of
meetings. Yeah, we did, yeah, yes. Yeah. And are you enjoying retirement?
I am. I'm trying to stay out of everything.
Are you? You had enough of everything.
Yep.
Now you can stay out of it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Bring me back to the original vision for the Renaissance Zone. I know this was a policy of the legislature, but I believe there was some collaboration with the city of Fargo to say, if you do this, here's what we think will happen. Just talk about that beginning and how it all began.
Well, we started out doing something that had nothing to do with the Renaissance Zone. We had tried several different things. We tried a plan for downtown when I first got in the mayor's job, and we used the downtown community people who had an office here to do that plan. And like most plans, it got done. Sat on the shelf for forever, as far as I know. And so that didn't get much done. And so then we started doing some other things. But we talked to a person in Michigan, a gal in Michigan. I don't remember which city it was now, but the economic development people were involved in that. And she described what they did with the Renaissance Zone back there. And so we said, we'll talk to her and copy that and see how it works here. So that was kind of our third shot at trying to get something going downtown. It was this Renaissance Zone. And it went to the legislature, and we spent a lot of time out at the legislature. I think it was the 1999 legislature. And finally that got approved by the legislature. And it's approved by the city commission, and we were ready to go. And so in 2000, we started trying to figure out how to make it work.
And as you look at the downtown Fargo that was there as you were talking about this, about tapping into, hey, what did Michigan try and how did it work versus now? How do you describe that?
Well, it's amazing what has gone on, and there's lots of things that have happened besides the Renaissance Zone to try to increase what's going on downtown, but the Renaissance Zone definitely was the catalyst for some other things, and I've got a list of them, but I had that list way back then, 20 years ago or 30 years ago, I guess now, I don't know, and I've kept it out, and I found it, and so I'm ready to give my little speech at the ribbon cutting.
Well, I mean, and just in dollars, I've heard prior to the, you know, the boom, if you will, of 2000 and saying we're going to do something to now, you go from $200 million in property tax value to like $800 million, is that right?
I'm not sure what the number is anymore, but yeah, that's what has happened. And what happened is you took a building that was really a mess and it wasn't paying any taxes or very little taxes. And then we encouraged the owner of that building through the Renaissance Zone to clean it up, give him a tax free 5 years, and then after 5 years he had to start paying, he or she had to start paying taxes again. And in most cases, those taxes that were lost were made up in the sixth year automatically.
Because the value of the building was so much more.
Yeah. And after that, you know, sort of was, you know, the tax was there forever. And so it really worked out well. It did increase the taxes coming to the city and probably some other places as well.
You know, as you think about, you know, somebody coming to Fargo that might want to locate a manufacturing plant here or, you know, a new Microsoft or whatever it might be and say, hey, you know, what's going on in Fargo? I want to do that. How is downtown utilized in recruiting people to town?
Well, there's just a lot of young people living downtown now. With NDSU having space downtown, that really helped the downtown. That's one of the things I had on my list here. But it's a young people's city now. And young people live here, and a lot of them are living downtown and enjoying themselves. And so I think it's a great recruiting tool also. I don't know that we were always trying to get people to come with economic development. And that, I think, really has helped that particular part of the city.
There was a time, and I moved here in 2001, but I remember visiting Fargo prior to that because I lived in Grand Forks for 18 years before that, where it was, I would say, you know, a little dangerous to be downtown Fargo, where it was a lot of you know, panhandling and a lot of sort of aggressive behavior from folks. That was one of the reasons that you launched this effort, wasn't it?
Part of it, yep. We just wanted to make downtown better. And it was kind of scary to be walking down the streets back 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 20, I guess. And now it's still some issues downtown. You know, there's places where people go to drink and come get out and come back out on the sidewalks, and sometimes there's problems. But it's nothing like it was back then. And now you walk down the streets and you have people wandering along the streets, walking back and forth, going into the stores at night, you know, until all those particular locations are open. So I always told people on a Friday night in Fargo back then that you could fire a cannon down Broadway and not hit anything. You know, there's just nothing down there, no cars, no people. So it's been a remarkable change.
Chatting with Bruce Furness, who is the former mayor of the city of Fargo. We are in the Black Building. They are celebrating 90 years, cutting a ribbon today on that, and having a little ceremony at 10:30 today, and then the opening continues until 1 o'clock, so the open house, you can come on by and take a look and see everything that's happening down here. And they have refreshments. Looks like really good refreshments. And little snacks and lots of other things that are happening down here. So we're on the fifth floor. The fifth floor is what they renovated. What do you remember about this building?
Well, it was when I first moved to Fargo, this building had the Sears store in it and offices up and down, and it was kind of a nice building way back then. That was about 50 years ago when I got here. And it was a skyscraper, you know, from those days. And so it was a building that was used by many different organizations and businesses. They moved people in and out as it occurred. But it was it was like the building that's going up over across the street.
Yeah, there's a building, you know, called Block 9. It'll
Block
be the
9.
Tallest building but for the state capitol,
yeah, right,
when it's down here.
Yeah. So back in those days, this was the skyscraper.
Despite the Renaissance Zone, it had some owners that weren't interested in renovating it, and so it became a bit of an eyesore, really.
It did. Yeah. We had difficulty, the city had difficulty with the people that owned it. As I remember it, there were two separate sets of people, and they couldn't get along to what needed to be done. But we had problems with the elevators in here. We had problems with heat in here, and the city tried to get those problems resolved. And we didn't get much progress. So this is going to be a complete new building after they're all done here. It's just amazing what they've done in this building.
And the original sign is out front now, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I would encourage folks from all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, if you haven't been downtown, come down and see it. I mean, you got 90 years of history here, and you got a skyscraper going up across the street from here, which is new. There's talk that there's others in the works as well, and all of that began with a vision to say, we got to do something about downtown. I don't want to be able to shoot a cannon and not hit anything. I want to have a vibrancy.
Yeah.
And, there's so much going on. And really, I mean, if you're recruiting somebody or somebody's coming to town, a family member, whatever, you bring them downtown. You just do. You know, you bring them downtown. You don't take them to the mall. West Acres is fine, but you just don't take anybody to a mall because every town's got a mall, right?
They all do, yeah.
Yeah, and this is unique, and this is tons of history here and a lot of vibrancy. So yeah.
And the mall is what kind of prompted the problem downtown. Because all these, not all of them, but many of these businesses downtown went out to the mall, and that was part of the problem, that things were empty, the buildings were empty, and they weren't being taken care of. And again, the Renaissance Zone changed all of that to cause that take care of the buildings downtown. It's been, as I said, a remarkable recovery.
So did you ever envision it would get to this point? I mean, when you go back and look at your notes and say what we hope will happen?
No, well, I never recalled that we'd get a big 18-floor skyscraper across the street downtown. And now they're talking about yet another one, and I don't know anything about that, but that's kind of the rumor going around now. And this one being cleaned up makes a huge difference, too. So, yeah, it's
just in total. I mean, you look at again, this is controversial to some people. They say, why are you giving incentives to developers? Just let them build a building and put it up, right? And yet you can go back and say, well, we could shoot a cannon through downtown.
Yeah.
Now we have an 18-story skyscraper going up. We got a renovated, iconic building, 90 years old. We've got all this other thing going on. And by the way, that's happening in every city across North Dakota. Not every city, but a lot of cities have taken advantage of the very same Renaissance Zone program and doing it. And they had, in this case, what, $200 million of property tax value down to $800 or $900 million. Mm-hmm. That's just an incredible number when you think about it. I mean, that has to make it. I mean, did you ever think it'd be that big, that much investment?
No, I didn't. But it has been that way. And also, you talk about the other cities. I think I haven't looked at this lately, but I think at one time there were 50 other cities, communities in North Dakota that had a Renaissance Zone going. You know, and so it helped everybody, not just Fargo.
Absolutely. I mean, Watford City was one of the first.
Yeah.
The Stenson family did a nice job. Bismarck too has really gotten in the last 10 years. Aggressive with it and looking at other things as well. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Anything else you want to tell us?
Nope. I'm looking forward to the ribbon cutting and give a little talk there and see what happens.
Should be fun. Have you been on the patio yet?
Yeah, we went out there.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, they actually added a patio. That wasn't there. That's a new feature. But you can go outside 5 stories up and have a good little view of downtown Fargo here on the fifth floor.
That's kind of a thing now in Fargo, is having these little patios. There's one right across the windows here. And
they're everywhere, aren't they?
Yeah,
rooftops.
Everywhere. And, rooftops, and people go out there, and they have lunch out there, and they have drinks after work. And
it's a thing in New York City, too.
Yeah,
it's a thing in a lot of big cities, so it's kind of nice to have it. Thanks, Mayor. Good to see you.
Yep, good to see you again.
Bruce Furness, great visionary leadership for the city of Fargo for many years, and, of course, a big part of the Renaissance of downtown Fargo. Texture says parking is a huge problem. Parking used to be a huge problem, but you wouldn't believe this is the reason I'm asking to come back down. There's a lot of new parking ramps, so parking ramps being added all the time. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. This is your invitation to take flight at the Williston Basin International Airport. XWA. Community Day is Saturday, October 5th. We'll be broadcasting live on What's On Your Mind for a preview on Friday the 4th, too. XWA is the first ground-up commercial airport built in the Midwest since the 40s. Be a part of history. Come see XWA, the all-new Williston Basin International Airport, during Community Day, Saturday, October 5th. Find out more at xwaproject.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all.
All right, I'm not getting Kokomo in the connection to Peggy Lee. Peggy,
me neither.
Fan of the Beach Boys, or?
Yeah, we kind of ran out of good Peggy Lee songs.
We did. Yeah. We're switching her up now. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we played the two good ones.
I was really, I was like,
something. I bet I got more here. Ugh.
Yeah, I think I, let's find some more Peggy Lee.
Even. What's wrong with Kokomo? Kokomo's a great song. Because she liked a vacation in Key West, Florida. That's why we picked that one.
Oh, I didn't know that. See, now we learned something about...
Just go with it.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Just go with it.
Exactly right. More hey, one of our proud sponsors on What's On Your Mind is the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. They are the marketing arm of Lignite Energy Council. North Dakota's 7 lignite-based power plants, the Great Plains Sinfields plant, and the 5 active surface mines provide more than 2 million people with affordable, reliable, and increasingly clean electricity, synthetic natural gas, and fertilizer. North Dakota's lignite industry provides good-paying jobs to more than 14,000 North Dakotans and keeps the lights on for more than 2 million families in the upper Midwest. Imagine we shut the switch off. My words, not yours. The industry represents an $18 billion investment in the state. So you got the drag line, you got the electric line, and that connection, the theme of the lignite industry, where our power plants are located right next to an 800-year supply of low-cost lignite, keeps your home comfortable in the summer and the winter with reliable and affordable electricity. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. There you go, one of our fine sponsors on the program. We have some breaking news. This just in. The Democratic Party thinks Donald Trump is evil. You want the latest reason, guys?
Please.
You want?
Yeah.
because he said something about this girl at the United Nations yesterday. I'm sorry, this was creepy to me. I was creeped out by it. You know who I'm talking about? The girl that
Greta?
The climate change speech? Yeah, Greta?
Yep.
Wasn't that creepy?
Yes, it was. It was, yeah, very.
I don't know. I just, you know, for one, I know some people suggested there be, you know, maybe a investigation into child abuse or something. How do you indoctrinate, where's my word, indoctrinate a 12-year-old girl like that? When is she, 12?
Yeah, no, like, yeah, I want to say, even, yeah, 13, 14, whatever, yeah, just reminded me of the days of Nazi Germany using the little girls for reading the Communist Manifesto. You got Hitler's plan with the youth. Got to get the youth, make the children lead them.
Let's see what he said. I don't know exactly what he said, but that's another interesting thing. Okay, yeah, so he retweeted something from Wired magazine, in which Greta was quoted, okay? A little clip of her. And her quote was, "People are suffering, people are dying, entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth." Donald Trump's response to that was, and I quote, "She seems like a very happy young girl looking forward to a bright and wonderful future. So nice to see." So why are they getting mad at her for that? Oh, I see. It's mocking her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's evil.
Oh,
so he says something nice about her. He says something nice about her. And now it's mean.
You know what I wanted to know? When I listened to her and I listened to the whole spiel that she had, you know, people are dying. And I want to know, where are people, other than, you know, hurricanes and tornadoes and your daily natural disaster, regular weather phenomena, where's the weather killing people? Where is that happening? Exactly.
Love to know.
Ask me in January or February and I'll let you know.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
But so Donald Trump, Donald Trump is evil because he says, by the way, she's 16 years old.
16, yeah.
Yeah, she didn't look 16 to me. But anyway, here's what he said, quote, "She seems like a very happy young girl looking forward to a bright and wonderful future. So nice to see." See, I mean, first of all, he's being a little humorous. I'll give him that. But it is not mean, not mocking. Here's a question I have. This is back to the Biden thing. So we have this, you know, dilemma going on right now about Joe Biden getting favoritism for his son, China, Ukraine. The heat's starting to turn up on this now, okay? And so what happens? We got to go to Donald Trump's the bad guy. So a whistleblower who's not really a whistleblower is a guy that heard something second or third or fourth hand from somebody in a bar is now filing a complaint, and the Democrats are calling for impeachment over it. Where is Lindsey Graham, chair of the House, I'm sorry, Senate Judiciary Committee? Why aren't we calling Joe Biden's son in? Why aren't we calling this whistleblower in? What's going on? The Democrats, I mean, if Donald Trump burps, they call a hearing. I don't know what the deal is. Joe in Nelson County has a question or a comment about the girl with the ponytail. Be careful, Joe. You might be mocking her like the president. Go ahead.
Hi, Joe.
Is it just me or wouldn't both you guys like to grab her by the ponytail, too?
I didn't hear a thing you said because Kevin decided to talk to me at the very same time did. So, Todd, you get to answer.
Kevin, shut up over there. I'm not going to speak for Scott. I'm not going to speak for Scott or Kevin on this one, but for grab her by the ponytail, I'm afraid to ask this, but I guess I have to. And what?
Well, straighten her out. That's what all these youngsters. What we need is a march on Washington, a constitutional freedom march, but you never hear about that. You hear about environmental marches, you hear about David Hogg marches, but you never get a constitutional freedom march on Washington.
What's she saying anyway, Kevin? What's she have to say?
People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, Greta.
Where are you?
That part is, I forget. Yeah, Rosa thinks she walks on water now. It's like, oh, great.
So Kevin was clapping there. I heard him clapping in the audience for sure. H.A. Thompson and Sons, one of our fine sponsors here on the program. I would encourage you to learn more about link service contracts because about 1,000 buildings right now in the Northern Plains benefit from the maintenance expertise of H.A. Thompson and Sons on mechanical, heating, and cooling systems to save them money. HATandSons.com to find out more.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.